I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So what's this Jason Lloyd article here? Or what the hell was it? I only got a snippet of it. If you think I'm paying for The Athletic. Oh. What you got over there, Double A?
There was a can't-miss deal, so I'm back up and running on The Athletic.
Oh, wait, there's a can't-miss deal? What is it?
Maybe for a returning subscriber.
Is it like $199?
They give you a free t-shirt if you buy it. So I can't Double A's like, hell yeah, I can't, man.
70% off since my subscription was okay. Up.
Well, maybe I will go to The Athletic then. And but, I mean, not actually go there. I will subscribe.
It'd be great if he went to the headquarters every day.
Tell me what's going on.
At the New York Times building?
As if there was a newsstand.
I'll go in there and they'll go, not another one of you, huh? Never mind, that's a different story.
But they were reviewing things about camp, a little bit on Hopkins and stuff. And Lloyd essentially brought it back to Myles Garrett. And
yeah.
Him not appearing in OTAs. It's like He needs to be the vocal leader, new defensive leadership. Like, you got to need to be there.
So, we get accused of making big deals out of nothing all the time. Jason, I have this in front of me. I'm going to read this to everybody. Jason wrote, quote, I want to pivot to one item from OTAs the past couple of weeks. A few of the big name guys, Joel Bitonio, Nick Chubb, Myles Garrett, have been absent. I don't care that Bitonio and Chubb aren't there, but Garrett's absence, I've had a lot of coffee today, I'm sorry, Garrett's absence doesn't sit right with me. I don't want to make a big deal about it, but it's worth mentioning. I don't want to make a big deal about it, but I'm going to write about it in The Athletic. I don't want to make a big deal about it, but it's worth mentioning. This has nothing to do with whether Garrett will be ready for the season. Of course, he'll be ready, but Garrett has embraced this role of vocal leader, of speaking out on topics, and making his voice more prominent in and out of the locker room. Well, showing up, even when it's voluntary, is part of leading. He should be there. We've already established how important this season is to the franchise's fate. And to that, a new defensive coordinator, add to that a new defensive coordinator and a new scheme. If Garrett truly wants to be a franchise pillar, he should have already been in Berea these past couple of weeks. You agree with that?
You know, I told you I was staunchly in the area of not caring anymore about whether players go to voluntary minicamp. Jason, I think Daryl also made that case earlier today on the show. I got to say, Myles, I don't really consider him a big-time leader for the Browns. Deshaun Watson is a leader, and he's acting like it. Myles Garrett, I think he says he's a leader, but do guys truly rally around Myles the way they will? I think, and you'll see it more and more with Deshaun Watson. I just don't think so. So because of that, I'm just not going to lose a ton of sleep about it. Myles Garrett is the guy that's going to go out there, get about a sack a game, and terrorize opposing quarterbacks.
Do we really need him to be a leader? Before, we needed him to be a leader. Now we don't need him to be a leader. Deshaun Watson's supposed to be the leader, guys. It's the same thing I said 2 weeks ago that we backed off it for 2 weeks. He wasn't at OTAs this last time. Now mandatory minicamp starting up. Underline the word mandatory. He'll have to be at mandatory minicamp. Now, if he's not at mandatory minicamp, I'll take it as some sort of a holdout, and I guess we'll have to discuss it at that level. Okay, fine. I don't think that it is incumbent upon him anymore to have to be the leader. I think we forced the issue at times, and I think we're trying to force the issue where it wasn't there. I don't think he's ever really wanted to be the leader. I think that he has things he wants to get off his chest. The stuff about his voice and saying things publicly and talking about issues. That's just Miles. Miles has always had thoughts outside of football. He's always had opinions outside of football. He'll share those opinions. He'll share the opinions of what he thinks of the NFL, what he thinks of things that are surrounding the business of the NFL, what he thinks in social settings, what he thinks about the public, everything like that. That doesn't make him a leader. Because he shares his opinion on politics or something like that, does not make him a leader of the football team. It makes him an opinionist. Whether or not you agree with him, you know, that's something, but that doesn't make him a leader.
Do you think it is the one thing that most people around the NFL, most football fans know him for, which is the incident with Mason Rudolph? Do you think that hurts his ability to lead? Do you think him losing his temper, losing his cool? You remember the Tennessee game, too, back in 2019. Do you think that stuff makes it so that it's tough for him to be a leader?
Mm-mm.
Because isn't a leader supposed to be the guy that goes, guys, stay calm at all times.
That was years ago.
No matter what kind of adversity we face, have to keep it together.
But he's a defensive guy. He's not an offensive guy. He's a defensive guy. Offense, you need to keep your wits about you because you could force mistakes because you're trying to force it too much. Defense takes emotion. I mean, Lawrence Taylor was known as a leader on defense. Lawrence Taylor was suspended as well for other things, obviously. But Lawrence Taylor dealt with suspensions. Lawrence Taylor was a madman. I just don't think you should force. I have tried to force leadership as a fan and as a media member on Myles Garrett for a very long period of time. I just don't agree with this. You want to call Jason up and ask him about it?
Do you think also him kind of, there was a lot of talk last year from defensive players, but Miles has gone after a few coaches now. Kind of seems like he's not the guy taking the blame in those situations. He's kind of thrown around the blame to coaches and where they place him and, not saying he's wrong, by the way. I'd love to see him.
Well, all those guys are gone. He's still here. I think that this is. I do think that this is the year where the chickens come home to roost.
Like, is he perceived as an accountable guy? And are most leaders perceived as accountable guys?
Has he ever been disappointing in the amount of sacks that he gets?
Nope. No, not at all.
Is he always in the defensive player of the year conversation?
Yeah.
Then he's accountable. That's what accountability is.
No, but that's not what I'm talking about. There are a lot of great players that can also, at the same time, cause issues, cause, you know, dissent behind the scenes. I'm not talking about his play. His play is his play. I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I'm talking about in terms of him being considered for leadership, to being a leader, which, you know, number one overall pick.
I think he looks at it and goes, I get my stats, I get my sacks. I put teams behind the sticks. I force punts. I force teams to scheme around me. I do what I'm supposed to do. I think going on seven years into this thing.
The way you just explained that does not sound like a leader.
Well, no, but you look at
that
what he did.
That sounds like a me first
guy. Look at
guy.
What he did, but look at what he – I think now is what he's doing. I don't think it's always been that way. I think now is how he's looking at it. Because remember the Mary Kay article. When Baker was first gone, and then going into last year, it was like a few weeks before the season, or maybe it was right before the season, where it was the Miles story, and basically it was written out that it turned into a it's him or me situation with Miles Garrett and Baker Mayfield. That might have been where Miles was doing his leadership, going, you need to get a real quarterback in here. This guy is not a leader. Because I think that we have forced upon, and he's a number one overall pick, so there are times where I'm too bad, you have to be a leader. And then things boiled over against Mason Rudolph in Pittsburgh, and I think that at times he's been frustrated. But when we force leadership on him, I don't know if it's a role that he really wanted. I think he was reluctant to be that true guy. It's hard to be that guy. And to deal with the responsibility that comes with it. Now, I don't know if he has to. I don't know if I expect that out of him. Like, if they win, I'm going to look at Deshaun Watson first. I'm not going to look at Myles Garrett first. Before, we looked at Myles Garrett first and last. With Baker, we wanted, and there was plenty of us who didn't want to blame Baker, so we would look in Myles' direction. There were plenty of us who wanted to blame Baker, so we looked at Myles as the leader there. Now that Baker's gone and we don't really need to discuss it anymore, it's Deshaun Watson. Whether you love the guy or hate the guy, the money's there. The picks are there. You have to be honest about it. If he has good games, He's the leader. If he doesn't have good games, Myles Garrett can get all the sacks in the world. You ain't going to go anywhere. I mean, Deshaun Watson has to play very well for this team to do anything. So for Myles being at OTAs, okay, if Deshaun Watson ends up having to win 43-42 and Myles Garrett isn't showing up, that's a discussion. This part is a discussion that I'm sure that Jason and everybody will throw right in our faces over, or my face, when I said it wasn't important, because I don't think it's important
well,
anymore.
I told you, because I'm trying to work through it, and I see Jason's point, and to another degree, what Daryl said earlier on our show. I understand that, you know, we're all looking for everybody to be at everything because coaches would prefer it, right? Coaches would prefer, Stefanski would love it if Myles Garrett was at every single workout, every single voluntary or not, if he lived at the building, you know, year round. That would be great. That they the coaches would talk about that. They would extol the virtues of the players that would do that. I also know that over the years, we add up a bunch of little things. The fans always say, don't matter. That doesn't matter. Oh, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter what he said. That doesn't matter what he did. There's a bunch of doesn't matters, and then the Browns lose every year. And it's like, well, something must have mattered. There must be some reason why a very talented team is never winning and never reaching their goals. There must be something. We could sit around and case by case every time go, oh, it doesn't matter that he's a camp or not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they said about the defensive coordinator in a press conference. It doesn't matter that guys asked for trades and didn't get traded. All right, something must matter because they don't win, and yet they have a lot of talent.
I'm just trying to simplify it as best I can. If they don't win, Myles will be part of it, but I don't think he'd be the reason. I find it very difficult to believe. I find it, I do. What? Get Jason. Call his ass up, see what he has to say, because I've only seen this one snippet of it. I know it's Monday, so he's at his workout class doing whatever. Call him up. I know we only have a little bit of time right here, but we'll get him on the next. See if he'll come on at 9:20. I'll talk to him about it, okay? I'll call Jason and talk to him about this because he says he expects him to be a leader. I don't expect him to be a leader anymore. Like, it's just not – it's not about making excuses for Myles Garrett. It's that I'm done making excuses for Myles Garrett. I'm done making excuses for them. Like, I'm looking at it. I was cleaning the truck out yesterday, and I was thinking about this, and this is where my mind goes. If they don't win this year, if they don't make the playoffs – this is foreseeably the last year Myles Garrett will spend in Cleveland. Couldn't you bandy that about?
I think a lot of things are going to be on the table if they don't win this year.
I know that there's some very sensitive fans out there who go, how dare you even think, okay, stop being sensitive for a minute and just think about it. He's going into year seven, right? 7 years with Myles Garrett. He's going into year seven. You haven't made it again. You would have a new head coach because Kevin Stefanski's gone if you don't make the playoffs. You might have a new general manager. So if you have a new general manager, then you're looking at it going, what if we spend money? Daryl was just on saying, you spent $300, you spent $300 million. He kept saying it was Brewster's millions. He kept saying $300 million. Okay, so what you're spending money on isn't exactly working. So what do we got to do? We have to probably prepare for the future. So I could see it as Myles is at the end of this year, very frustrated. You did everything you could to get a quarterback of some reasonable value, and that even that quarterback couldn't get you to the quote-unquote promised land. So if that's the case, would Myles probably want out? Couldn't you make something like that happen? Wouldn't this be one of the last years you get first-round picks for that guy? Guys, there's a hell of a lot more at stake than we really believe. A lot at stake. Is Jason not picking up?
He'll join us at 9:20.
He's going to join us?
9:20.
All right. Because I disagree with him. It's not about finding excuses for Myles Garrett. I've made excuses for guys in the past. When you brought up it's not a big deal. I was one of the guys who, why does Ray Farmer need to be at Ohio State Pro Day? That's right down the road. I'm sure he has tape. Why does Ray Farmer? I mean, I embarrass myself saying that. I don't need to do it anymore. I don't need to do it. I look at this team. I go, you're a talented team. You figure it out. I know you're a talented football team. I know you have as much talent as anybody in the AFC North. And I mean that sincerely. That includes the Cincinnati Bengals. You figure it out. I don't need to make excuses for you. I don't need to make excuses for you when you spent the money on the quarterback and spent the picks. Mm-mm. Not anymore. Jason going to join us? We'll have Jason Lloyd defend these words. And I smell a Brimley cocoon line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Coming up on The Fan. This is the quote from Jason Lloyd from The Athletic. It says, quote, "I want to pivot to one item from OTAs the past couple of weeks. A few of the big name guys, Joel Bitonio, Nick Chubb, Myles Garrett, have been absent. I don't care that Bitonio and Chubb aren't there, but Garrett's absent doesn't sit right with me. I don't want to make a big deal about it," but he's writing about it in a widely read thing. "I don't want to make a big deal about it, but it's worth mentioning. This has nothing to do with whether Garrett will be ready for the season. Of course he'll be ready, but he'll continue. But Garrett has embraced this role of vocal leader, of speaking out on topics and making his voice more prominent in and out of the locker room. Well, showing up, even when it's voluntary, is part of leading. He should be there. We've already established how important this season is to the franchise's fate. Add to that a new defensive coordinator and a new scheme. If Garrett truly wants to be a franchise pillar, he should have already been in Berea these past couple of weeks." Jason Garrett, live from where the sky is falling, joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi.
Here's Ken doing what Ken does.
What's that?
No, go ahead.
What do I do?
Go ahead. Do what you're going to do.
What am I going to do, Jason? Tell
me. All about how I'm overblowing everything and nothing's a big deal and always take the fan side and the players are always right. Go ahead. Do what you do.
I didn't say the players are always right. I said, I know that you were in a workout class.
I skipped today.
You skipped your workout class today?
I was playing hooky this morning. I even, like, filled the water bottle, got to the door, and said, nope, can't do it. Not today.
You fat ass.
Yeah, I know.
Jason Lloyd from The Athletic joins us right now.
It's amazing that a book actually got published with his name on the front.
That's amazing. It would have been even more amazing if it was a workout book by Jason.
That's not happening. No, that will never happen.
I don't think it's a big deal anymore because I don't expect him to be a leader anymore. I used to expect him to be a leader. Now I don't. He doesn't need to be a leader. Deshaun Watson needs to be the leader. I'm done.
Deshaun Watson didn't play defense.
Okay.
Who's your defensive leader? You got to have one.
Name one defensive
player. You got to have one.
Name one defensive player in 2 seconds who plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. Go. 1,001, 1,002. Boom. Can't do it.
What are you talking about?
Because we're talking about leadership, and you said he doesn't play defense. Name me defensive leaders in the NFL who play for incredible football teams.
The greatest quarterback of the generation, and they score 45 points a game. Okay, fine.
Who is the heart and soul of the Bengals defense?
What?
1,002. Okay, Joe Burrow's the leader of that football team, right? So I guess it doesn't really matter who their leader is on their defense with the Cincinnati Bengals.
So you mean to tell
Ken's
me...
Ken's going
to
do what he always does, which is beat Jason in arguments over things he writes himself. That's what Ken's going to do.
1-0.
No.
He shoots, he scores.
First of all, I didn't think that's what we were going to talk about. I thought you were going to make fun of me for something else.
What was that?
Nothing.
What did you think I was going to make fun of you about?
No. Nothing.
What was that? You got to tell me now. What is it?
No, I'm not going to tell you. No, here's the only point that I was trying to make with that whole thing. Myles carries himself that way. Myles wants to be that guy. We had a long conversation about it with a couple years ago coming off of he watched like 5 episodes of The Last Dance in one day, day before a Browns game, because he was mesmerized with Michael and the way that Michael led and the way that Michael carried himself and the way that Michael carried a franchise, and that's what he wants to be. Like, that's what he wants to be. He has said that. So if that's what you want to be, then be it. That's the only point I'm making.
I don't expect that out of him anymore. I just don't.
That sad?
What?
That you don't expect that out of him? Out of the physical freak that he is,
but I also,
out of the player that he can be, out of where he can rank historically?
I think he's tried to be, and I think he knows it falls on deaf ears. And I think he's done with that level. And I know, at least, that it's on Deshaun Watson. And
so
it's
he's
not on
giving
him.
Up. That's pitiful. You think he's just giving up?
I don't think he's giving up. I don't think he's giving up. But I understand. What? I mean, he's tried to be a leader before, and they haven't got to where they need to get to. He's tried to be a leader before. Other guys have turned away. He's still been their franchise leader in sacks now. He's still been amongst the league leaders in sacks. He's always brought up for Defensive Player of the Year, but he knows that he's not going to get Defensive Player of the Year as long as they didn't have a capable quarterback to get them wins, to get them to that level, and then that's where they are. So, I mean, that's
just
the truth of the matter.
So just quit
He's not
and
quitting.
Go out and get
He's
mine.
He's not quitting. He didn't go to OTAs. That's not quitting. That's not going to OTAs.
No, we're having
you
two different conversations. No. We're having two different conversations now. You're saying that he tried leading and fell on deaf ears. That's what you said.
Yes.
So now you just give up and don't do that anymore. Now you just
– No, his leadership will be by example on the field. If he doesn't go out and get sacks, which is what he's expected to do and what the Browns pay him to do, then obviously people will be very critical of him. But I think we've built him up to be somebody he's not. He's not the heart and soul and the leader of the defense. He's not been that guy, and he's not to be that guy.
The fact that you've given up on him, or you think he's given up on being a leader, is far more damning than anything I wrote over the weekend, just so you know.
I don't think that's damning. I think that's just the truth of the matter. If he goes up, and what's his end of the bargain? What do I expect him to do? I expect him to get sacks. Do I need Myles Garrett to be a leader? Do I need him to be a leader? I don't know. I've watched this team go out there and suck up the room with the exception of one year with Myles Garrett. So with him being a leader. So I guess I don't need him to be a leader to go out there and turn in another 7-10 season. I need Deshaun Watson to lead to go and get where I need to go.
If you think that it's just falling on deaf ears and he's just giving up on it, that's way more damaging. That's worse. That's way worse.
I think he's tried several motives, and I think he understands the truth of the matter.
Now, I think where we can find common ground is I think he was incredibly frustrated with last season and how it played out. And I think he sees the clock ticking on his career.
Yes.
And if this thing goes sideways this year, you don't even want to know about the conversations we're going to be having in
buddy boy,
November,
December. We just had that conversation right before the break. I had that conversation. I said I thought about it while I was cleaning out my truck yesterday.
Well, yeah, it has to work this year. It has to work because you don't want to know.
I do want to know.
It's going to be ugly.
I do want to know. I've said it. I said there's a lot more at stake of this season than just making the playoffs.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
All right, Jason. So does DeAndre Hopkins help make this season go the way it's supposed to go?
Say it, Jason.
Does DeAndre Hopkins really want to be here?
I brought up on Friday, is there a chance the Browns are getting used?
I mean, if he really wants to be here, I think it's going to happen. It'll be here. But the fact that it hasn't happened yet, I don't know. I mean, part of me thinks the longer it goes, the more likely it is that he would land here. And part of me thinks he didn't want to be here. It would have happened already.
I mean, how much do you think he still has left? We heard some things about, well, he's really not going to practice if he comes to the team. He's going to be a guy that's going to have to manage his way through a full slate.
He's pretty productive. If you look at the numbers and factor him out over a whole season, I think he's pretty productive. I mean, would you rather have Hopkins or DPJ? If we're really going to do this, then let's go ahead and do this. Who would you rather have, Hopkins or DPJ?
Well, for 1 year, probably DeAndre Hopkins, yeah.
Absolutely, I would too. And
everybody's name starts with a D anymore. We gotta mix up the first letters here. Come on.
But Hopkins at, say, $15 million per year compared to DPJ, then how much we're talking about a team that cares about value and has to manage every dollar going forward.
It kind of comes down to, I think, what we went back to last year when the suspension went up and it was Brissett, and do you want to go out and spend what it would take for Garoppolo, or would you want to roll that money over to the next year's cap? Because it's sort of the same thing. They're screwed next year. with the cap as of right now, and any dollar that they could roll over would be beneficial to next year. So at what point do you think that the value is not worth it and it's worth rolling the money over? Or do you say, no, we're already all in on this year. Screw it. Let's just go all the way all in.
There's
no easy answer to that. Yeah. I don't think, not in this situation.
What do you think, that they could sign him to a 1-year deal and that's it and get out of it like scot-free, or is that just impossible?
No, I don't. Zach studies the cap stuff more than I do, and Zach thinks it has to be a multi-year deal for cap purposes. It would have to be multiple years.
What did you think I was going to bring up with you, Jason?
Don't worry about it.
Can I ask you about Donovan Mitchell? Cavs fans seem to be a little annoyed at his continual, I don't know, maybe call it flirting with New York's fans.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's what I really like about Donovan, actually, is he is just blunt and honest to a fault. Like, he tells you exactly what he's thinking. And that is so refreshing, because I've stood in so many press conferences where a guy will say one thing when the cameras are on and the exact opposite when the cameras are off. It's happened time and time and time and time again in my career. It's why I say all the time, players lie when the recorders are rolling and everything's on the record. Guys lie all the time. Teams lie, players lie, everybody lies. But Donovan tells you the truth. Like, he stood up there, the Cavs introductory press conference, and said, yeah, I thought I was going to New York. And he's accountable, and he tells you exactly what he's thinking. And it's very refreshing, but it's also like, oh, man, kind of would be nice to pull back on some of the New York stuff. But he's just being honest with you. He's just telling you the truth. So in a way, I really like it. In a way, I'm thinking, okay, well, do you have to talk about New York that much, like in so many different settings? So, I mean, listen, I already wrote everything. There's nothing else for me to write or say on it until we get through next season, like in terms of how it's all laid out and one more controllable year. I think next year very likely still could be his last year in Cleveland, but let's wait and see how the year goes. You know, if they have a great year, if they make a deep run next year, which is all entirely possible, you know, things can change. A year is a really long time in the NBA. I'm just telling you how I see it right now.
Jason, yesterday it got a little snippy with Eric Spoelstra, of all people, and Ramona Shelburne, of all journalists, at the end of Miami's win to even up the series at 1-1. She asked something along the lines of, hey, you made him more of a scorer in this game. And he said, yeah, to the untrained eye, that's ridiculous. Was that fair for him to shoot back with that?
Well, it's funny because I didn't see any of that. Yesterday was my man-child's 13th birthday, so it was like a full weekend, and then I was at
He has a deeper voice than Andre the Giant.
it's
something else.
I know. His feet are bigger than mine. His hands are bigger than mine. It's unbelievable. He's taller than me. He just turned 13. He's already taller than me. I don't know how this happened. And then my oldest had a baseball game last night. So I actually didn't see 1 minute of the game last night.
Wow.
But I think Spo's great. Like, I'm tight with him, but in the dealings I've had with him, he's great. I think, you know, there's a lot of pressure on these guys. And, you know, I think Miami's probably felt a little, I don't know if you can say disrespected. They were in 8 seed. How much could be, you know, Denver, I think, has the ability to say no one has paid attention to us. No one has given us our due. And that's true, because they were a 1 seed and they were still completely dismissed, including by me. I thought they'd lose to Phoenix in the second round, and here they are. So I think that's just Spo being Spo a little bit.
Did you think I was going to bring up this question about drip? Is that what you thought I was going to bust your stones about?
No, don't worry about it.
What was it? Come on. Find out, I'm just going to call you again later this week. So what is it? You might as well say it now. What is it?
No, it's all right.
Okay, I'll bother you again later this week. To hell with you. Bye.
Go ahead.
Read Jason Lloyd in The Athletic. See you in hell.
Bye.
Jason Lloyd on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from The Athletic. Good people over there. Jason's all right. Did I not? Did I hold my ground on the Myles Garrett argument?
No, you did.
I just don't expect him to be, rah, rah, all that stuff. No, we tried to do it that way. It didn't go that way. What's the point? What's the point of making someone
Boy,
they're
but
not?
Both of you came I'm to the exact to accept, same conclusion, Kenny.
Yeah.
On if this season doesn't end in playoffs, Not only is Stefanski gone, not only are we questioning the front office.
Yes.
What does it mean for Miles Garrett? What's it mean for Nick Chubb? The list goes on with so many high-priced players that aren't getting it done.
And he was saying, well, you don't even want to discuss what it could possibly be. No, I think everybody's willing to discuss. I think everybody sees what it is, and I think we can be open and honest with everybody. This isn't being hot shot. This isn't being hot take. This isn't being shock jockey or anything like that. Guys, he's going into year 7. If it doesn't work out this year, guess what the next conversation is? You guys know. We all know. Let's not be stupid with each other. We all know. Today we
really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We brought back Lima Likes. Lima, last week was quarterback tears week. Are we doing National Benchmark Week today?
Last week, I have to say, was just from start to finish a defining week for us. The whole experience was lovely, just absolutely lovely.
You've been saying that a lot, haven't you? You've been wanting to say that for a while. Now you got Jason Sudeikis saying it, so now you want to say lovely.
I just feel like it fits.
Well, I got a little bit of a problem here. Lime and I were golfing on Friday, and we were on the phone with somebody, and we happened to notice we were listening. Okay, so we were listening to the afternoon show in Pittsburgh. We were listening to the afternoon show in Pittsburgh.
We heard a promo.
No, we heard a promo. And they said, congratulations on all your success in the promo.
Oh, and that's bid infringement.
And so we, well, yeah, basically.
Wait, did we steal from
you're
them?
Ripping off my, no, absolutely not. And I said, you're ripping off our gimmick here. You're ripping us off. And so I called up their boss, Craig Riley, and I said, send me the promo. I want the promo. I go, everybody rips us off. Why can't we rip off other people? Tomorrow, do you want to do Ask This Show but do our own thing?
Yes, I do want to do it. I've been wanting to do Ask This Show. I've been wanting to do that for 8 years. I was so mad that the afternoon show beat us to it, and it was a great bit, and now I want to do it.
So Lime and I were driving back to his house.
So we're just going
to
do everything?
No.
Just the best stuff.
We're just going to...
We're not going to take the worst stuff.
Because we get ripped off, tomorrow we're going to do an Ask This Show. But Lime and I were driving.
You're going to call it Ask the Show?
No, that's the difference. So Lima took me to his house, and I wanted to see the baby. Long story short, didn't get to see the baby.
What'd you think of the grass? Because the grass is my baby.
The grass looks a lot better than what he made it out to be. He made it out to be like he wasn't going to be able to.
There's tumbleweeds rolling across it.
He makes it out to be like he's in the Great
Depression. I had somebody in the neighborhood walk over. This nice lady was walking her dog, and she goes, it is amazing the turnaround. She said it was lovely.
Does the old owner of the home listen? Because that would be a hell of a shot at him.
Well, I just
The neighbors are saying amazing the turnaround.
Listen, when you don't have grass and it's just moss, I could see some people saying, you know what? I've got kids because they did. I'm not going to get to it. I don't want to cut grass every day.
I'll tell you this. People have Google searched the house, and my neighbors, thank God. I know they listen. The old owner listens, and I'll say it. They said the first first thing I did was tear down them bushes. They had these big, like, 10-foot bushes. They weren't trees. They were bushes. And I tore them bitches right down. And that was the end of that. And they were like, oh, thank God you did that. They were excited about that. The rest of it, you know, they did great. But the bushes, but
not
I'm
a big fan of bushes in your
no.
house.
No. But I decided, no, we're not. Oh, with one. But I decided that, okay, we'll do our own spin on it. Tomorrow we'll do Ask This Show.
Oh, yeah. Specifically this
capital
show.
Capital T, capital it's H, not ask, capital I, capital S. This. Not,
it, yeah, we decided yesterday as he was showing me some things in his house that he'd done that I go, you know what? You want to do it? We'll do it. We're getting ripped off all the time. We'll call it Ask This Show. Not Ask The Show, because okay. that's what everybody else does.
That's how we get away with it.
It's Ask This Show.
That's going to take participation, right?
Hopefully. We'll see.
So we're going to need participation.
And refresh everybody's memory. What was the crux of that segment?
People would have questions, and they would ask those questions about people of the show.
Yes.
It would be about our personal lives. It would be about
it's less
anything.
On your sports it's takes anything. And more on yeah. your...
It's anything.
What but, do you think about wearing socks with slippers?
But I think they
whatever,
said no politics, right?
Socks during sex. I don't care.
Yeah, bring the politics,
if you
man.
Honestly, I will answer what I feel comfortable...
I know you got your job numbers
if
over
I,
there.
If I don't feel comfortable answering it, I won't answer it. I would suggest this. If you want to do, if you want to participate and ask this show tomorrow, and you want to do politics, ask Lyman tomorrow. He'll answer... He's... Remember, he majored in political science.
Will he answer all political questions levied at this show?
Most. Mm-hmm. He is our very own Tim Russert.
Yeah, but I don't do...
Hey,
I'm very
Todd's
careful.
Out. You got an opening there.
Given my background, and I wish there were more people that would approach politics like this, mm-hmm. too many people frame everything as right and wrong, evil versus good. That's not how I ever approach politics.
No, but you will find out tomorrow during Ask This Show how he feels what is evil and what is good at some point during the 4 hours. When? You must be listening or you shall be lost. I feel it coming upon us.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes!
I guess me and your grandma are going away. We won't get any older and we won't ever die.
It's been 18,530 days since your birth. And now, you're the same age as Wilford Brimley in the movie Cocoon. Congratulations! You've reached the Wilford Brimley Cocoon Line. Cocoon Line.
Feels like it's
cocoon
been 18,530 days since we last got to do it. Born 6th of September, 1972, Idris Elba is now
wow.
over 18,530 days old, matching Wilford Brimley's age on the day Cocoon was released. Congratulations, Idris Elba. You've reached the Brimley Cocoon Line. What's your favorite Idris Elba role?
I really only knew him from, obviously, The Wire. And then I saw him in Molly's Game, which I really enjoyed. Not a silly movie, but it had a lot of gambling.
I only know him from The Office.
I didn't even know he was on the
office. Loved him in the office. I'm aware of the effect I
was
have on
him. Was he funny?
Oh, yes. God, he was great. He was great.
Because he was
great.
The straight man.
Yes.
The ultimate.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the total opposite of Michael Scott.
And then when they brought him back during the company picnic, that's probably yes. when he was the best.
And Idris Elba obviously is a extremely good-looking man.
Yes.
And I'm aware of the effect I have on women.
This is one great. Of the best lines. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he was going to actually physically remove Michael from the premises, which was outstanding as well.
Did he have his normal, his real life accent?
No.
In The Office?
No,
still American accent.
No.
This wasn't the British Office.
That would have been interesting.
Office.
Yeah, he could have pulled it off.
Vince wants me to mention in my 2020 update about Baldwin Wallace Baseball earning a trip to the Division III semifinals
yes.
in the College
go,
World Series. I they're not at my updates. They're the Silver Sow Award winners updates.
That's right.
I'll mention them here on the show, Vince. That's the best I can do, bud. Okay, go Baldwin Walrus. May they win. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. I mean, we called Jason up after he... I thought he was... I would have called him up earlier and yelled at him earlier. I didn't realize he was playing hooky on his workout class.
Have you seen him?
Shameful.
He's just played pig. Hooky a few times.
I love that he filled the water bottle and still
hog.
Didn't make it out the door. By the way, Evan says, y'all realize Coming in Hot? That's a ripoff of another show, right?
What is it? What is that?
No, Coast to Coast? I have no idea.
Pavlov Sports, babe?
Bob and Tom.
They're still on, dude. Still good. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Daryl Ryder was outstanding. He dealt with our abuse. As you know, it started out as an interview, and then it turned into us yelling at him.
Was it Ilkin and Barrasso?
We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10, for Big Country. Find out when we'll do Ask This Show. Yes, they can't see you. I see what you're doing over there, and we will have cameras in here soon, and then you can't do that type of thing. For Big Country, for Jeff.
I'm going to do the show right on the other side of the cameras.
For Big Country, for Jeff, for Double A, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
It's a lot.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.